Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have good news. Amen. There's a baby that we're going to initiate. Hallelujah. I want to use that word, initiate. We understand it better in Africa. Hallelujah. When we say dedication, some people, it sounds grammar. Praise the name of the Lord. I have a cousin who was he's a professor right now, former vice chancellor. But when he was about 10 years, he was initiated. That is, his father was a priest, native doctor of, you know, repute, and initiated him. Took him about 2 a.m. These things, they don't do it in the daytime. They took him, carried him on the shoulder to, you know, my community has a, I'm trying to give you a background. You know, sometimes certain things, until we understand them in the context of Africa, they don't make sense to us. We are religious in our mentality. So I'm going to tell you this story so that you understand exactly what we're going to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So they took him, and actually it was unfortunate because his uncle, who was supposed to take over from his father, died. That one was, you know, in occultists use the word avatar. You understand? He was an incarnate. That is, from the time he was born, the spirit chose him as the one who will carry the mantle. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You know, so when he died, they call him in my community, they called such people, they called him Iyama. Iyama. When they die, their head does not touch the ground. If it does, that's the end for that whole family. So when he dies, they carry a pot, an earthen pot, and put it on his head. Do you understand the point? They don't bury him. Then they carry him to the top of a tree. Now these things are real. They carry him to the top of a tree, do a kind of a raft, and then they lay his body there, high tree. Then it is the duty of some of the young men in the family, in the morning and in the evening, they go there, they pour water on the neck, so that the neck will decay. Do you understand the point? And then, when the thing decays and goes off on itself, they now take the head, bring it, and then hang it on the obi, the entry point of the compound. It stays there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? This is how far spirits go to lay claim on people. Are we together? They say, you belong to me. You are here for me. Now, this other man, this is my uncle, when he was now of age, now brought him there and did what they call itwogu. Itwanya, you understand? They do things to open your eyes so that you can see spirits. Because you cannot function in that realm unless you can see spirits and do what now? And relate with them. Now, I tell you something. You know, the other time, I remember some years ago, we talked about the sword of Goliath. You understand? These are spiritual principles. The devil uses them. You understand? Everything the devil does is based on a principle. That's why you keep saying it and keep saying it. Nothing is innocent. Behind everything, there is what now? A spirit. There is nothing that is happening upon this world that does not have a spirit, what now, behind it. Absolutely, that is the way it is designed. Everything in the visible realm has a spirit that is propelling it and pushing it. Do you understand the point? So when people say, oh, there's nothing in it, I say there is everything in it. You simply need to open your eyes and see the particular word now, spirit. When people, you know, John, and James did something. They asked Jesus to call fire down. Jesus told them, you don't know what spirit you are of. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so the enemy lays claim. Everybody, once you come into this world, the enemy lays claim. He said, you are what now? You are my own. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we have come to do business with a spirit. You know, these days, we are not talking in plain what now? Language. We are not being religious anymore. What we are doing here is with a spirit. This is the spirit that made the heavens and what now? And the earth and all that is therein. He is the father of what now? Spirits. He calls himself the Most High. Yes. Above him there is no other spirit. Jesus says he is the head of all. Do you understand? That includes the head of devils and demons and every spirit that exists. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, sometimes we don't understand. You know, there was a sister. I won't call her name. You know, she used to be in one church, one of the very big churches. She used to have some real bad experiences. And one of the times we went on missions, so she called me. After we had been ministering over time, she said, this situation which I'm telling you, I have gone through. Every big man of God that you know has ministered to me. I have been delivered over and over and over and over. Do you understand the point? They've laid hands on me. They've done everything. It's still there. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I said, okay, sister, we're going to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. This prayer did not last up to 2 minutes. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It didn't last up to 2 minutes. And the next morning she came, she was smiling. And she said, it's all over. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the spirit that we're at work with. I want you to know something. You see, Pentecost and what you see there, don't despise it. Do you understand the point? Do not despise it. It's a dimension of work that God is doing. But if you are seeing what we are seeing, you must look beyond it. Praise the name of the Lord. To look for, there is something that is in the pipeline. Everything that God has been doing here is to prepare the platform for the demonstration and manifestation of His Spirit that the world has never seen its kind before. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are dedicating a baby today. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm excited. Because this child is being dedicated in a new dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. The child is being dedicated on the threshold of a manifestation. You know, Wemburabot was talking about how we can impart darkness into our children. Do you understand that? It's a reality. Most of what goes on in our children is what flows through the what now? The parents. Both the ones you give through your bloodline. And the ones you give through your, you understand, your training, your name, the instructions, and the environment you create for them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Very soon we're going to withdraw funds from our children. We're going to begin to withdraw them. Do you understand the point? And you've got to be firm about it. You've got to be very firm about it. You see, you want to fight, you've got to be ready to fight. The first thing you're going to fight is the children themselves. That attitude, you understand, that has intimidated us. But Hope I was talking about it. Praise the name of the Lord. But in this battle, we can't leave Egypt without our wives. We can't live without our children. Praise the name of the Lord. Everyone must go. Praise the name of the Lord. So what we are going to do today, we're taking this child as a token. You understand? Of a new generation of children that will manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. Who will carry this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together? Yes. It's a war that is going on. Where is Brother Godwin and family? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This spirit, we're going to initiate this child into the everlasting spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to put a mark on this child. That the devil, you know, brethren, God claimed us before we were born. Do you understand that? He said, before you were born, before any spirit knew you, I knew you. And I said, you are my own. Are you getting my point, brethren? Yes, sir. You belong to me. I have chosen you. I have great plans for you. What we are going to do, brethren, is to speak those things into what now? Existence, into reality. Hallelujah. We're going to see the spirit that will come to lay claim upon this child. Do you understand me, brethren? That Israel was coming. No, the Philistines went and captured the ark. Did you know that? They went and laid hold of a child that had been destined for signs and wonders. They took the child and said, we have captured it. Hallelujah. By the time the ark was beginning to manifest, I'm sure you know that this child is the ark of God. Hallelujah. The ark of a testimony. They say, we have captured it. Eventually, they were begging. Say, please, who will take away this ark from my midst? Hallelujah. The enemy will see this child. You know, a spirit enters a child saying, I'm here to oppress you. By the time the devil is praying, please, can you cast me out? I want to leave this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to sing a song for this child. You know what the song says? I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. That's his story, her story. I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, yes. I got my mind made up, yes. And I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. Oh yes! I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye! Goodbye, walk! Respond to this word this morning. Amen. We need to respond. One thing that is very clear is that every one of us, in fact, as the word was going on, I was just checking my own heart. And there is no denying the fact that I have flesh in me. Hallelujah. Every day, that is the battle I face. I don't know about you. I'm talking about myself. Every day I battle with flesh. In the way I talk, in the things I think about, in my choices, decisions I make, I see flesh. In the way I respond to my wife, the way I respond to my children, I see flesh. In the way I think about brethren or talk about them, hallelujah, I see flesh walking in me. Hallelujah. And my daily cry has been that, Lord, for how long will I remain in this condition? Hallelujah. For how long? Hallelujah. Will I keep going to the valley of Shorek? You know the valley of Shorek? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was where Samson saw Delilah. And every day we are just walking down to that valley. Hallelujah. Amen. And I keep saying, God, I need deliverance. Hallelujah. And the only way I can get out of this is to change my whole mindset, my whole priorities. I have to cry to God to change them. I keep crying. I think the other day I was saying it, that I was just praying and say, God, I want to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think that is a cry we can bring to God. Hallelujah. That if we are found dead in the condition we find ourselves, brethren, we go nowhere, and it's a shame that we'll be met in this condition. I don't want to die like Samson. Hallelujah. His assignment was to overcome the Philistines. That was the mandate. In fact, every action he took, God said that I am the one that instructed him to go down to the Philistines. Do you understand? God's agenda, God's plan for him was to defeat the Philistines. Hallelujah. But instead of defeating the Philistines, he died with the Philistines. Hallelujah. Amen. I am not going to die with the Philistines. I will not die with this flesh in me. I will not die with it. Hallelujah. I am not going to die with the flesh. You are not going to die with the flesh. Hallelujah. Can we just stand, brethren, and begin to respond to God and tell God, God, I am not going to die like Samson. I will not die like him. I'm not going to be made a caricature. I'm not going to be the Philistines' comedian, making mockery of sin, playing around with sin. Sin is deadly. And here I am in the theater of the Philistines, playing around with my eyes gushed out. And at the end of the day, the whole assignment crumbles together with me and the Philistines. It will not be so. Brethren, it is a serious matter. I don't know about you, but I know it is damn serious. Very serious. Christianity of today is toiling, playing around the Philistines. And when the Lord begins to bring a rebuke and a correction about some of the manifestations of the flesh, we'll make mockery of it. We'll play around with it. We make jest of it. We say, you people are talking too much about this thing. Brethren, we cannot overemphasize it. God's eyes, he said that to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Can we just pray? Say, God, bring deliverance upon me today. Let's begin to talk to the Lord. Let's speak to him. I don't know what your own condition is. Hallelujah. Maybe your own condition. Our brother did not spend much time talking about the different sections, the different tribes of the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Amorites. They are all at work within you and me. They are right within this womb. Hallelujah. But brethren, we can overcome. He says that as we have partaken of the earthly, that the same people, can also partake of that which is heavenly. Hallelujah. That God will begin to deal with that, my stubbornness, my insistence on my own way, that God will begin to deal with it. Sometimes I really get stubborn. I want to have my way. I want to have the final say. Hallelujah. God needs to bend my will this day and bring deliverance unto me. Let's speak to the Lord. Oh, my Sharamanai. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Father and my God. Let's speak to him. Let's cry out to him this day. Hallelujah. He says that we have no more time. It's time no more. Hallelujah. Others may have a second chance. I don't think we have second chance. Hallelujah. We are asking God this day that he will have mercy upon us. We are living in a time when many brethren have departed from the truth. Men are going their own. They don't like this gospel anymore because it's the gospel that deals with the self. He says that self must die. We don't like to hear that anymore. So we have walked away to do our own thing. To hear our own gospel. Always, always, always playing to the gallery. We want to hear what we want to hear. But let us ask the Lord to have mercy upon us. Even hearing the message of flesh, sometimes my body begins to agitate. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear it, but I must hear it because that is the truth. He said, thou shalt, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That the truth that a man knows is the truth that sets him free. The truth that you hear today is the truth that will set you free, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know where it's pinching you. You know what, maybe your own is lost. He said, God is difficult. But today you can cry to God. He says that he has opened unto us a new and living way. Hallelujah. So that we can approach the throne and plead for mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, makatan zokane ambarotonanu. Sataya kradatanda ema. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The kana mananda setela mana. Mosh de kele yenda seso tafruni man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy, you are holy, and you dwell in a high and holy place. But also we the contrite and the humble in heart, your throne is forever, and your purposes they're everlasting. To revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the God.
As we sing that song, let us ask the Lord to deal with every manner of pride in our hearts. Let him deal with every manner of pride in our hearts. Our arrogance. My God. Our pridefulness. Hallelujah. Let him deal with the self within me. Self-preservation, self-consciousness. Selfishness and self-love, that God will begin to deal with it right now, this very hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want God to touch you. You have cried for that particular thing for so long. But every time you try, you fail. And you want God to touch you, to break this thing this day. To break this pride, to break the strength of this pride, to break the strength of this lust, to break the strength of this, of that, of you know what it is. And you want the Lord to touch you. Would you just come forward? I believe this call is not for everybody. It is for those that have been crying out unto God. All this while, you have been crying out to God. Hallelujah. And you want God to touch you this day. You want to cry out and you want to take advantage of the strength of the body to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Oh yes. You can just shall step up forward and we shall pray. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon your people. Lord God, we cry out to you this afternoon. Have mercy upon us. My God. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God, on Brother Ronald. Have mercy, O God, on Sister Ruth. Lord, have mercy, O God, on Sister Ivy, Sister Ify, Brother Chicho. Okay, Lord, have mercy, O God. Hallelujah, Brother Emmanuel. Lord, have mercy upon your people. Have mercy upon me, called Isaac. Have mercy upon me. Jesus, we cry out to you, Lord, that you might go to the very root of this thing. Lord God, and begin to deal with it. Root it out. Root it out. My God, root it out. Oh God, root them out. Root them out. Excavate them, Lord God. Lord God, and purge them out. My God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we confess that we have partaken of that which is eaten. That which is eaten, Lord. We have eaten of it. We have dined with it. But God, we come to cry out to you that this is the hour. Lord, we might partake, that we must partake of that which is heavenly. My God, we have eaten flesh. We have, oh God, swallowed flesh. We have walked in the flesh. We have walked in the fruit of it. But God, we come this day, Lord, that you might cry out, oh God, that you might deliver us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we might, oh God, be a people that walk in newness of life. We cry out to you for your touch. We cry out, my Father. We have nothing to hide. We have nothing to protect. Father, we come to you, Lord. Deal with us. Deal with us, my Father. Father, we have nothing to hide. We have nothing to protect. Oh God, my Father, deal with us, oh God. Deal with our pride. Oh God, deal with our arrogance. My God, deal with them. Deal with them, dear Lord. Oh God, go down, oh God, to the very foundation where we took them, where we inherited them from. Lord, some, oh God, from our ancestry, we inherited them. We have walked in them. We took pride in them. My God, we are noted by them. Men call us by that name. But Lord, this day, Lord, that you might bring deliverance unto our souls, my God. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, our God. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. Oh, we cry out to you, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Katanere, my Father. Hallelujah. Cause us to see the seriousness of the matter, dear Lord. Oh, God, that daily we might watch over our souls, my Father. Jesus. Oh, God, break us, oh, God. A contrite, oh, God. Oh yes, Lord, and a broken spirit, you do not despise. Break us, break. My God, break me. Oh God, give me a broken heart. My Father, my God, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed be your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Brother, let us begin to thank the Lord. Those of you that are standing here, just begin to thank him that he has given to you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. That you are no longer going to be the same from this particular day. Hallelujah. That you are changed. You are transformed. Hallelujah. From today by faith. Hallelujah. You will begin to partake of that which is heavenly. Thank him for the opportunity to own up. Hallelujah. And to come before him in shamefacedness, to cry out unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for delivering me. For you say it is upon Mount Zion, oh God, there shall be deliverance. And you say that the sons of Levi shall possess their possession. Lord, working as a spiritual man is my possession. Lord, it is my inheritance. Jesus, today, Lord, I lay hold on this possession, dear Lord, on this inheritance, my Father and my God. Oh God, that I might begin to walk and partake of that which is heavenly. Hallelujah. Oh God, that I might drink of that rock that is following me. Hallelujah. That I might eat of bread of heaven. Oh God, angelic food from today, Lord. I will not eat of that which is carnal. I will not partake on that which is carnal. I will eat angelic food. And I will drink of the rock, which is Christ Jesus, from today. Oh God, that my life might be changed and transformed. And that I might reflect your glory, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah.